You must be the new counsellor then. My name is Tony Duffer. I'm clinical director of this hospital. Pleased to meet you. Are you a music lover then?
Oh, you mean the earphones? Never go anywhere without them. I just love my music. Always have. A clinical director? I'm honoured. Usually I just meet the department manager. How come I'm getting the VIP treatment?
Well, unfortunately, we haven't had a manager here for a while, which is what I'm here to see you about. I want to offer you the manager's position, but there's something we need to discuss first.
What? The manager's position? Already? This is a surprise. Hang on. What about my salary?
Oh yes, that'll be taken care of for sure. But I need to be straight with you.
This is brilliant! I knew this was going to work out great. How many people will I be managing?
Well, that's one of the things I want to discuss. There's no actual staff left in the actual office. Look, I may as well tell you now. They've all left, ran out of the place, all because of this one client.
Are you serious? Oh, that's hilarious. So when do I get to meet this wonderful client?
Well, he was here yesterday, but he left in a hurry. But he's due in any moment now. So here's the deal. If you complete the session with him, the job's yours. 130,000 per year plus a car. Do we have a deal?
What? Do we what? Of course we do. Now, what's this guy's problem?
Music. He's a fanatic. Hang on. I'll get his file and leave you to it. He's due in now.
Oh, music! This gets better and better. Hey, don't bother with the file. I want to take this case with a clean slate.
But you should at least know.
Now, hold on. I really don't want to know anything. Mr. Duffer, you leave this to me. I assure you, you have nothing to worry about. I can handle this guy.
It's not him I'm worried about.
Ah, now, I listen to a bit of music while I'm waiting for this guy. Can't beat a bit of Lionel. I sometimes see you pass outside my door.
Hello?
Hello? Hello! I'm the new counsellor, Ben Johnson. I'll be dealing with your case from now on, Mr.
Mr. Bojangles.
Right, I'll just take some notes now. What? Mr. Bo? Really? You do love your music. Great! I think we're going to get on just fine, Mr. Look, forget about Mr. What's your first name?
You can call me Al.
Al? Good. Now, Al, we're going to have a little chat and I'll ask you some questions and I'll take some notes just so we can get to know each other. Before we start, how do you feel in yourself?
I feel fine.
Right. And where do you live, Al?
Baker Street.
Baker Street. And where exactly is that?
Downtown.
Good. So, you were here...
Yesterday.
Yes, indeed. I believe you left early. Why did you leave early, Al? Why?
I don't like Mondays.
Okay. Well, I don't particularly care for them myself. So, how do you feel about Tuesdays, then?
I feel good.
You don't say much, do you, Al?
I don't want to talk about it.
I understand. That's why we're here, really, isn't it? What's that?
The sound of silence.
I thought so. Now, Al, I need you to work with me here. Why do you think you are here?
I'm all shook up.
But why are you actually coming to see me?
We don't talk anymore.
Ah, now we're getting somewhere. I presume you mean you and your wife. What's her name?
Michelle.
Okay. And where did you meet Michelle, Al?
Penny Lane.
What? Wait a minute. Isn't that a Beatles song? Well, when did you meet her in Penny Lane, Al?
Some enchanted evening.
Ah, now hold on. I get it. You're throwing in a few song titles now. Very amusing, Al. But we really need to get to the bottom of your problem. Now, how would you describe yourself?
Man of the world.
This is really not helping, Al. I need you to take this seriously.
Should I stay or should I go?
Oh, come on. Really? This is getting beyond a joke. I mean, your last few answers have been song titles. Look, should I stay or should I go? And Man of the World, Some Enchanted Evening, Penny Lane. Oh my God!
Let us go.
Michelle, we don't talk anymore. I'm all shook up. The sound is so... Hello? Jesus H. Christ. You've been talking in song titles since you come in here. Now this has to stop.
Don't stop me now.
Okay, I get it. But you can't do this forever. You can't talk in song titles forever. You do know that, right?
I want to break free.
What did you say?
Thinking out loud.
Is that it? You talk in song titles? Sure, that won't last. It can't. Why am I wasting my time with you?
Take a chance on me.
Oh, that doesn't even make sense. Are you aware of what you're doing?
Always on my mind.
Now stop. Now, back to your wife, Michelle. You say you don't talk anymore.
And I love her.
Yes. Yes, but why do you not talk? What caused you to stop talking?
Money!
Ah, right! Be like that. I'll show you. How long do you think you can keep this up?
All night long.
All night long? This is ridiculous. Do you know how ridiculous this is?
It's not unusual.
Now you're driving me crazy. How does that make you feel, Al?
Bad.
Bad? Bad, he says. What part of you thinks this is even remotely normal anymore?
All of me.
Oh, I need this job. A few more minutes, it'll be all over. Calm down. Calm down, Ben. You can do this.
Ben!
Ah, what? Oh, sorry. Yes, Al. What is it?
How did it come to this?
I don't know. What do you think I should do now?
Go your own way.
Nearly there. 2 minutes to go. Go my own way. Where?
Homeward bound.
No, you're not going to get rid of me. I can do this.
Nothing's going to stop us now.
What do you think I am?
Under pressure.
Stop it! Please stop it! When will this stop?
When I'm 64. Another one bites the dust.